Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Speaking of crazy stuff, too, if you're having crazy dreams, we're going to do Jenna's dream readings here in about 20 minutes as well.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, queen.
And one that I have for y'all. I know you read dreams to me. I had to add this one. Boyfriend had a crazy dream.
Ooh.
I started looking at the meaning. It's intense.
Okay, I want to hear about that. The boyfriend dream. What's it mean?
Uh-huh.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, you give us your crazy. You think it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to let you know if it's not. Most likely not. That's why you're calling us, because you want to be part of our crazy club, and
sure.
That's fine. For example, from a text, Thomas wrote us and said, I like chewing on my dog's ears. I don't draw blood or anything. I lightly chew on them while we cuddle. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say so.
Yeah, it's like hairy bubblegum. You know, like, it's just kind of gross.
As much as I love my dog.
Or, I know people smell.
Yeah, yeah, and I kiss my dog on the forehead or, you know, but...
I'll try it tonight and see if
I'm
it's
not gonna
cool.
Kiss Curtis.
I just want to know what it feels like.
No. Chew on.
Can you report on it?
No. We're not that tight.
Yeah, say crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with crazy,
cray,
Thomas.
That's a little cray,
I've
Thomas.
I've done it.
You but chewed on Wheezy's ear?
Does that surprise anyone?
No.
No.
I feel like you would give her, like, you would bathe her Mickey. The way a dog mom bathes her puppy.
Mm. Like, I don't shower with her.
With the tongue. No.
Oh. I don't take baths with her. I was like, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
No, I've never licked her.
From the text, I'm more excited about Big Al's big story, which is, by the way, in 1 week.
Oh,
wow.
1 week
from today.
Yes, 1 week
wow.
from today.
That's right.
I'm more excited about that story than I am about graduating with my master's degree this weekend.
Wow.
Does that make me crazy?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes you crazy.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
Something I was meant to tell you yesterday.
There's more?
But I didn't tell you when
I want to be surprised.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I know that's the fine. Front part, and I know you
okay.
told me some stuff.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah. Okay. I'll hold it to myself.
Because look, I'm your biggest fan when it comes to the story, so I want to be. I want to give you all my efforts.
I appreciate
that. You
dooted
him, remember?
Huh?
You dooted him.
Yeah, I dooted him yesterday.
Yeah, dude.
Paul sent me a message on Instagram, and I've always had a fantasy of driving some type of big piece of heavy equipment, and he's got this big, huge green. Some type of tractor. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll let you drive this for an entire day if you tell me the story. I'm like, wow, that's kind of tempting. It's kind of tempting.
Hey, if you want to go rogue and do your own thing and get free stuff, man, I'm not going to get mad at you. Just make sure those people sign a confidentiality agreement.
Okay,
you
know, I've got permission.
True.
All right.
Your story to tell. Get whatever freebies you can.
Yeah.
All right.
But make them sign that agreement.
Yeah.
We don't want the story to be leaked.
The highest bidder.
If we find a leaker, it's not going to be good.
Okay.
The story needs to not get out yet.
All right.
The
fine.
Only people that know are Big Al, and that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
You think people are anxious to spoil Avengers Endgame?
Oh. Big Al story.
Yeah, this knowledge.
Yeah. If I let this out to one person and they spoiled it?
I would be so mad. Even more mad than I was about Avengers getting spoiled. But that dude. Yeah. Maximilian.
What's going on, JC?
What's up, buddy? How you doing this morning?
Good, how are y'all?
Doing great. Let's see if you're crazy or not, dude.
All right, so ever since I was 12, I have known y'all's phone number, 800-543-3548, and I still have not memorized my sister's phone number.
Well, you know what? Max, if anything happens, you call us. You don't call your sister, man. We got you.
Yeah.
I know her area code. Same one as mine. So, you know, I got the first three. I'm just missing the rest.
Yeah, you'll get the rest.
That's so true. I don't have anyone's numbers memorized anymore. Like, when you go to jail, do they let you look up a phone number?
No, I don't think so.
What happens?
You have to know one.
Have to.
They would have to, right?
Come on.
Because what if you're calling in backups? It could be dangerous for the police department.
You allow one phone call, though, of course.
You better know the phone number you're calling.
Oh,
you get one phone call.
I've never been arrested.
911.
But I'm assuming they would let you pick a number out of your phone.
Or even Google.
I don't know my parents' phone numbers.
I know
nobody
my
does
parents.
Anymore.
I know the only phone number I have memorized is my wife's.
That
is it.
I don't know anybody in this room. I may know Kelly's.
I know your area codes.
Yeah. I know area codes.
Yeah, so if I see one from,
but that
like
doesn't
Jenna's,
get us that far. Yeah.
No, it doesn't get us very far. Yeah, Max, now you got us thinking about learning phone numbers, bud. Thanks.
Is this your phone number, Kelly?
Have a good day, Max.
Close.
Okay.
How close was
he?
Got
the first six numbers right.
Oh, that's not bad.
The first seven.
Oh, wait a minute.
And the last number. No. You had the first seven numbers right.
That's pretty good.
And the last number.
All right. So give us those numbers now that we know it's... All right. Let's see what's going on in the gram, though, because there's some crazy going on in the gram. Right, Anna?
Hi. Hello. Yeah, you can also submit your crazies to us on Instagram or Twitter. At Kid Nation. And at Chubba Bubba said...
Chubba Bubba?
Yeah, I said, I sometimes throw my arm over the top of my head and play with my armpit hair to fall asleep. Does that make me crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even reach, honestly.
How do you reach that, dude?
Like,
Chubba Bubba.
I can't reach.
Well, when I play with my armpit hair...
it's gross.
What do you mean you can't reach? She just does this?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh!
Yeah, one arm over the head and the other hand goes across the chest.
I thought you meant same arm.
Yeah, I thought that's what I thought.
No.
Okay.
No,
I just find armpit hair to be so gross. It's disgusting.
Keep it trim.
Yeah.
Mine grows overnight.
Yeah.
It feels like. I mean, fast.
Yeah.
Mine's nuts.
Nothing's worse than, well, girls get it. You're at the gym and you lift two weights above your head and you're like, okay.
I'm not doing back today.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I have to lift my arms above my head.
Yeah. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? All right, let's see what you do.
So every morning I put my deodorant on 25 times for good luck for the day.
Oh, my God.
25? You must go through deodorant.
A lot of deodorant.
A lot.
Yeah.
A stick?
Two sticks in a week, normally.
Whoa!
Your armpits must be just so thick. I mean, coated in that stuff, right?
No, it's easy to get off. But it's just 25 times in the morning, and then it lasts all day. But I have good luck the rest of the day.
Well, you're OCD.
Yeah.
That's simple, right? Is that the only thing you do OCD like that?
No. Morning routine.
Yeah.
We'll call him next week with another one.
Yeah. You keep calling him back.
Don't want to spoil it all.
That 25 times on each armpit is a little crazy.
25.
Welcome to the club, though. Speaking of armpits, let's go to our boy Eric. Hi, Eric.
It's a theme.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
We're going to keep, we'll stay on the armpit theme.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I don't know if this is a defense mechanism for my girlfriend or what, but when me and my girlfriend, like, arguing, I like to put my hands underneath my armpits and pull them out and, like, smell them and, like, wave it in her face or something, I guess, to get on her nerves. I don't know what it is. I just do it every time.
Well, you win
She's
the argument.
Mad about it.
I bet she does.
I don't win the argument sometimes. She'll leave and come back and with a disinfectant spray and spray them down and start arguing with me some more.
I don't know if it makes you crazy, Eric. I think it just makes you a boyfriend.
Pretty funny.
It's pretty funny, though.
Wow.
You keep doing that, though, man. Have a good day.
Lose an argument.
Why would you encourage him to keep doing that?
Because it's working.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I like that. I might have to steal that from him. Defuse the situation.
Yeah, right.
Some smelly fingers. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So you bought something really cool, but it might make you a little crazy because of what you refuse to do.
I bought the King of Game, and I refuse to throw the packaging away that it came in because I got a package from you guys.
Like the bubble wrapping and everything?
So sweet.
The bubble wrap. I see it on the counter, and I'm like, I need to throw that away. And I'm like, no, I can't. It says Kid Craddock in the morning.
Aww.
That's very sweet.
Oh, that makes
you guys
awesome.
You sent me something.
Yeah, we did. Have you been having fun playing the game?
Oh, my kids and I love it.
Okay, good. And now you keep that bubble wrap. Don't pop them all up. Doesn't make you crazy. It makes you awesome. And let's go back to getting arrested because Ryan has some facts for us real quick.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
So you can tell us if you are allowed to look at your cell phone if you get arrested because you have experience in this?
Unfortunately, I do.
Okay, so...
How'd it go?
Well, you know, I had better plans, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so
no, I meant... But like, we're talking about the call.
Yeah, you were arrested. Did they let you look at your phone?
So, I've been arrested twice. The first time I was arrested was in a smaller town, and they would not let me look at my phone for anything.
Wow. Okay.
But then the second time, I was in a much, much bigger city, and they gave me a little sheet of paper that I was allowed to grab 3 phone numbers from my cell phone on, and that was it.
Yeah, I have been told that from friends arrested in the city.
There you go. Now we know.
I'm dying to know what you were arrested for.
Miscommunication.
Okay.
There you go.
Good answer. Good answer.
I didn't know that was illegal.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. According to my wife, it is.
It depends on how you look at it.
I didn't understand what the officer was telling me to do.
I didn't understand what the law was trying to tell me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Miscommunication.
Okay. That's a good answer,
all
right?
Yeah, okay.
I hope everything has been better since. Everything's been good.
You on the straight and narrow now?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then I do also have, does that make me crazy? Anytime I straighten my hair, I have to look at my straightener and unplug it and say out loud, it's unplugged, the house is not going to burn down.
Yeah.
Reassuring, yes.
I don't think that makes, no, you're not crazy at all.
Ryan coming in with the tips and the crazy this morning.
I mean, I'm often in my car driving down the street and I go home to make sure I unplugged because I start thinking about my dog.
Yeah.
And not remembering if I have home insurance. And so I go home. I start questioning it. Yeah, I was like, wait, do I have renter's insurance? And I go home and unplug the hot tools.
Mine's always, I think I left the garage door open.
Always.
Every freaking time. I've turned around, I don't know how many times, on my way to work to go make sure. Like 5 minutes down the road, I'll turn around and come back.
You're so mad when it is.
Yeah, and it is closed every time.
Every time.
Every freaking time it's closed.
But if it wasn't.
Yeah, that's the one time somebody would break into my house.
Something happened.
Yeah.
You feel terrible.
All right, Ryan, well, thank you for your call. And thank you, Kid Nation, for all your crazy this morning. We'll be back again with it next week. But we need to hook you up with a vault password right now. Yes, Beat the Bank Extreme is happening right now. Well, not yet, actually. We're going to give you the password, and then we'll have you call in here within 10 minutes. And the password you'll need to gain entry into the vault is Sunroom.
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 Got it.
Get that. Vitamin D. Sunroom. All right. We'll have you calling in here in about 10 minutes, and it's time for Jenna's dream readings.
Yeah, it is.
Including one from the novio.
So he said it, and he played it off, but I thought it was a very detailed, interesting thing he dreamt about. So I started doing some research, and I'm fascinated. We're going to have a talk.
All right, we'll find out what it is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we go, Kid Nation. You know the vault password. Now you get to use it. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. We still have that $5,000 hanging in there. So hopefully you find it in the vault that you picked today. We're looking for caller number, let's go with 17 this morning. And if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We got another chance for you to play coming up in 1 hour. So plenty of opportunity to win that money for you. But right now, she got the hat on. Her little, what is that, like
this
a genie
kind of
hat?
One of those things that I don't know if anyone else does this, but late at night during the week when you're kind of slap happy, you're online and you're like, wow, I should order this ridiculous gold genie hat for my new dream segment. And then week after week, it's like, am I still going to wear wear this hat?
You got to commit to the bit, Jenna.
No. I'm committed. I put it on during the break and y'all just don't even acknowledge it. It's just, it's my normal thing now.
You're our genie.
Yeah.
Should I get the bigger one? They had one that's comically large.
Yes.
It's like, huge.
Bigger, better.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to see if the bit was going to stick around week after week. And now, maybe the budget can increase.
Well, it's sticking around because people are writing you, Jenna, with their dreams in a segment we do every single week because Jenna's our dream expert. And you keep dreaming, we read those dreams, and then Jenna lets you know what it actually means because she's been doing a lot of research.
I minored in psychology.
She minored in psychology.
Well, that qualifies
you. That's my qualification.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. You know, that's what my mom wanted to be, a psychologist.
I still read all kinds of books about psychology. Well, you see that. I always read magazines. I love it. I love it. And this originated because I just love dreams and analyzing dreams.
Well, Donicella slipped into the DMs on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And she wants to know this, Jenna. I dreamt someone I can't see their face planted a beehive in my room as a prank. Then I found it and ran. The bees attacked another person first, and that person became really sick, maybe even died.
Oh.
Then I was attacked.
Oh.
I ran, I turned on the shower, and I was able to get away and trap the beehive with a trash can. What does this mean?
Donatella?
Donicella.
Donicella. So this is interesting, Donatella. You, if you dream about bees and you're running away from a hive or swarm of bees coming after you, you are trying to avoid a negative or painful situation. So you need to think about what's going on in your waking life. Because this often means, they say, dreaming about bees coming at you means you're trying to avoid, like I said, something painful or some unsettled business or a memory that's haunting you. So there's some situation that you're either trying to get over, get through, and you're avoiding it in your waking life. And now it's chasing you in your dreams.
Boom! I have these lucid dreams. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lucid dream, Al, for Jenna?
I do. This one also came from the DMs. It says, I had a dream last night where my family went to a carnival. We were having fun and everything until I was feeling very weird. My old high school counselor was there and helped me to the bathroom. I had a feeling like I was gonna throw up. When I did, it was whole raw eggs.
Ew.
Strange.
This kept going for a good amount of time. I remember that there was more than a dozen raw eggs coming out of my mouth. But get this.
What?
Breakfast rule, sorry. I picked them up and the yolk had blood in it.
Okay.
Mixing around.
I got enough details. Yeah.
Okay, what does this mean?
There's a lot of things in this dream.
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated, and I like to list off common dream themes that I start coming across, because when people dream about going back to high school or seeing people that they remember from high school, this always stems from some sort of performance anxiety, because they say in high school, that's the first time in your life that you really start having pressure about tests and passing and more adult-like responsibilities. So when you go back to that period of time, you know those feelings about, like, I'm going to oversleep, I'm going to miss a test or fail, something
like that.
So that's why we revisit high school when in our more adult life we're having performance anxiety about other stuff going on. So there's that element. Dreaming about eggs. I've never dreamed about eggs, so I had to research this a little bit.
Yeah.
It means that you're like
excited,
fertile, or giving birth to an idea. Excited. Yeah. Yeah. So it's some sort of potential. So maybe she has something going on that...
A dozen raw eggs.
Yeah. So anything going with eggs, and vomiting means you're trying to remove something from your life. So maybe she's trying to get rid of some sort of potential she has, and she feels performance anxiety about
it.
It might mean something to her, right?
Al, do you have performance anxiety for your rap for Beat the Bank? Egg Street!
Oh, my.
Poor Trey was like, wait, are we doing this right now?
Yeah. You made everybody panic with that.
It's an egg joke.
Eggs can also be related to your financial situation.
She got
those. I got two.
Oh, whoa.
One from Digital Sunflowers and one from Juan Snow, I can only assume.
Okay, do Juan Snow last.
Okay. This is from Digital Sunflowers. I don't think that's her real name.
It's Instagram.
Our little digi.
For the past three nights, I've had stressful dreams relating to my car. In the first, I was driving near a house that exploded and I had to swerve away. The second, my cat was loose in my car while I was driving, causing me to get distracted, and I accidentally clipped a truck.
Oh.
And the third, I went up to my parked car, realized it was pulled too far over the edge of the lot, which had about a 10-foot drop in front of it. And although it doesn't make sense in real life, in the dream I knew getting into the car would cause it to tip forward, and the predicament was just stressing me out. Is there any correlation or meaning behind these three dreams?
Yeah, the car dream's something a lot of people have. A lot of you write me about car dreams. Cars are directly related to our drive and motivation to continue forward in life. It's our method of transportation. So in a dream, it's symbolic for how we get through more emotional situations in our life. And so when you have these dreams, and a car dream is one of the top five common stress dreams, it's connected to uncertainty or loss of motivation. It can indicate being overrun with anxiety. Maybe you're driving yourself too hard. This dream could be telling you to slow down a little bit before you hit some sort of disaster. And a lot of people dream, she didn't mention this one, but about losing their car in a dream. Like, you can't find your car.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah. Yeah, that you can't find it. It's not where you left it. A lot of people will have that kind of dream. And that could mean that you're losing motivation towards something you've been working on in your waking life, or you're feeling directionless and you just don't know how to proceed.
Okay. And it's time for Juan Snow's dream.
It's very short and sweet.
It is.
Mi compadre.
It is. He told me this last night, actually, so that's why I wanted to include it today.
He woke you up and told you?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was like at dinner time.
Oh, you just waited to tell you about the dream. Okay.
Sure.
What is it?
I woke up dreaming that I was chain smoking cigarettes all day long, and I am not a smoker.
I know smoke.
You sounded French.
Yeah, I love it.
Not Mexican.
That was good though. I mean,
thank you.
I think you nailed it.
You sounded just like
I thought you did.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah.
See, this is interesting because I didn't know. I had to do a little research on this. Like, why were you dreaming that you were smoking cigarettes? That's very strange, right?
Not just smoking, chain smoking.
Chain smoker.
Yeah, back to the other all day.
So this means that you are trying to shield yourself and others against your own emotions. You have trouble letting others in. If you're smoking in your dream, but in your waking life you're not a smoker, it means you're afraid of a specific situation in your life.
Remember what the chain smoker said in their song?
What?
Hey. I was doing just fine before I met you.
I thought you were just going to say, hey.
That'd be funny.
Profound, JC. Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, Dean's been stressed about work, so I'm assuming it has something to do with that, but we're going to have to chat about it later. We'll have to figure out. So, he's going to hate that I interpret his dreams. Hey.
On the show. Hey.
Hey. The chain smoker's profound lyrics.
Hey.
Yeah, shielding himself against emotions. I don't know. I'll see. I'll get you an answer on that.
Yeah, let us know what's up with that. And if you want to write Jenna, just slip into the DMs. You can slip into her DMs or even the Kid Nation DMs, you know, so that we could find them. Because Jenna gets a little busy there.
It's hard for me to get through them all on Instagram. You know how that works. So
you can send them on both, and we'll do it again next week. But right now, Big Al, Matt, get ready to rap.
Let's do it.
Arrested between 6 Central and 10. Call 800-GET-LIVE. If it's busy, try it again. Beat the Bang Extreme. Beat the Bang Extreme.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone over the years that we've been here, Kelly, has ever called us as a one phone call. Have they? 800.
During the show?
I'm away.
No, we have not.
Just give it a try.
Yeah.
Not going to make any promises.
We'll accept a collect call from prison.
Sure.
Or jail. No, don't say that.
What?
We're gonna get a bunch of calls from prison.
What's all that?
That'd be cool.
If we
answer, we can't accept all those charges.
We can accept all of them, but you know, we can accept one or two.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah. What are they like?
It was all
Robert, 10 cents a minute.
Boss man George, I tried.
It's up to us to accept it. We can say no.
Well, just one or two.
Today, if we feel like it, we can.
I guess you can still make a collect call, right?
Yeah. We could be your one call.
Yes, you have to accept it. Remember, they say their name. Have you never gotten a call from someone in jail before?
Well, I have. Yeah. I have, actually.
Yeah. You can't accept charges on a toll-free number.
It's normally at like 3 in the morning that I've got. Well, yeah, I've gotten like 3 of them.
Our number's toll-free, so there's no collect call anyway.
Boom!
Boom!
Let's go!
800-543-3548, baby.
Big Al will bail you out.
No. Slow your roller.
That's part of it.
Slow your roller.
Well, they're calling for help.
Chavez. Slow your roller, Chavez.
You calm down, Mac. Hi, Colette.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, I am just doing absolutely fantastic because I'm talking to you guys.
Aww.
I love you guys so
making her blush a little bit over here. Well, Colette, congratulations. You are caller number 17. Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even believe it. Oh, wow.
What are you up to right now?
She's giddy.
Well, I'm getting ready. I have to take my father to the doctor, and he lives far, but I have to drive to go grab him and get him over to the appointment on time.
Okay. Well, I hope Pops has a good appointment and everything is okay.
Yeah.
Yes, he will be fine. Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, well, we'll try to hurry it up, Colette, so you can go pick up your daddy. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Oh, please enter your password.
Sunroom.
Password.
Yes.
There you go.
Nice job, Colette.
One step closer
Thank
to
you.
The money.
Yay.
Now, Colette, the very important question, which vault would you like to choose?
I'm going to choose vault number 31.
All right. Vault number 31 is yours.
Good solid number, prime and everything.
Uh-huh. And here's Kelly to tell you how we play the game.
Hey, you're going
to
be in the vault with the banker who's going to call out dollar amounts that keep climbing up. Now, will they go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000? We don't know. We have no way of knowing.
We know this.
If the banker says a number that ends in the word 1,000, that is as high as it's going to go. And you need to yell stop before the vault closes or you lose everything. I made it sound so pleasant.
Yeah,
very, very pleasant.
Just like Colette. Yeah.
Colette's very pleasant.
The first part was great. Yes.
Yes. Well, good luck. I hope you win all the monies you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, with your gut feeling, Colette, you got this. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$100. $140.
200. 270. 330. 390. 470. 530. 610. 750.
$750.
$750 to Colette. That's the best call ever.
Yay.
Colette, what are you going to do with $750?
Oh, I'm going to spend it on my son.
What's my dude's name? Give him a shout out.
CJ,
what's up, man? Your mom is going to buy you something really cool with $750, and then make sure you buy some for yourself, too, Colette. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and I hope your dad's doing okay.
Oh, yeah, for fun. Yeah, let's see how high it would have gone.
My bad, Colette. Okay.
780. 830. 920.
Oh, well.
1,000.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Yep, that's all right.
All right.
You got most of it.
That's all right. Yeah,
it's
you
all
did.
Good. It's all right. You got $750, which is plenty of money.
I'll take that.
To have fun with. Colette, you hang on for us. We'll get you all set up. And Kid Nation, we have another password headed your way in about 35 minutes so that you could play Beat the Bank Extreme. And coming up next, the winning don't stop there. All right, here it is. Windows are about to close.
Mm-hmm.
Place your bets on the horses. The Kentucky Derby Race 2 happens next.
Yay!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got the Kentucky Derby coming up here shortly, but before we do that, we're going to do something really cool because Terry, who happens to be Eleanor's mom, she called us during First World Problems a couple weeks ago. You remember this? She said she got her daughter BTS tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Chicago. But she didn't know how to tell her. She wanted to do it in a really cool way. And the concert is actually happening next week.
Mm.
So we got to get this rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, hey, why don't we help you out, Terry? Why don't we let Eleanor what's going on? So I think we're going to give her a call right now. I got her number. Let's see if it's dialing. Good.
Hello?
Hi. Is Eleanor home?
Yeah, Eleanor is here. I'll be happy to get her on the phone real quick.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Eleanor, get up. The phone's for you. Hello?
Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
We are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. My name is JC, and I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack and Jenna Owen.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
Did we wake you up, Eleanor?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, because you got to be getting ready for school. School's about to start pretty soon, right?
Just out of curiosity, how old are you, Eleanor? Yeah.
14.
14.
Okay. Eleanor, do you love music?
Yes.
What is your favorite band right now?
BTS.
That's BTS? Oh, yeah, you're into that K-pop life.
I'm glad.
We're actually calling around asking about K-pop because,
yeah,
you know,
survey.
Everybody's trying to learn about K-pop. What's your biggest goal in life? Would it be to maybe see BTS live in person?
Yes.
But the tickets are so expensive, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. The tickets are really expensive.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Eleanor. Your mom is actually one of the greatest moms of all time.
Yeah. She's a cool mom.
She's a really cool mom. She actually gave us a call a few days ago and let us know that she was really excited because she was able to get some BTS tickets for her daughter, and her daughter is Eleanor, and you're Eleanor.
Love how you put that together, Jason.
So, Eleanor, you are going to go get to see BTS live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there she is. You're going to be seeing them in Chicago, by the way. So you guys get to hang out in Chicago, in the Windy City, and you get to see all the dudes singing and dancing and having a good time.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I feel you, girl. When I was told I wanted to see Duran Duran, I couldn't speak. I was speechless. I get it.
And how would you feel if your mom was the one that came through?
Oh, man.
Your mom came through. This is not a radio station contest.
No.
Or your mom did this for you.
She just wanted us to help surprise you.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything you want to say to your mom, Eleanor?
Her face right now is crying.
Thank you.
I know.
Give your mom a big old hug,
big old
Eleanor.
Hug, big
Give
old hug. Right
phone
now.
Hug.
Even with morning breath.
Can we talk to your mom real quick, Eleanor?
Yeah.
Like, she's hyperventilating. She can't believe it's happening.
Oh, Terry, thank you for letting us be a part of this, and good to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. She's coming in for a hug. 14-year-olds don't hug. Oh, my God.
This is monumental.
Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day. You guys are the best ever. Love you. Bye.
You're the
love
best. You. You're bye. The best mom ever, Terry.
Thanks,
Terry. Have a good day.
All right. Y'all have fun.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
What a cool mom.
What a cool mom. Yep.
I love this song. BTS. So, Eleanor's going to be off to Chicago to check out BTS. And hopefully she lets us know how the concert is. I heard it's awesome.
Hey, Eleanor's mom's going to get a pretty nice little Mother's Day present.
Yeah, she sure is, Big Al Mac. And let's race our horsies.
Yay.
How about we do that real quick? All right. Because here's what's happening every day this week. We're going to have a horse race. And each day, all you're supposed to do is go to KidNation.com, bet on that horse. And then at random, whatever horse wins... If you pick the right horse, we're going to pick one winner at random. You'll get $100.
Yep.
And then at the end of the week, you're going to represent that horse in the final race. And whoever wins the final race is going to be deemed the champion of the Kentucky Derby. We will then give you $500, and you can take that $500 and place a bet on the actual Kentucky Derby race.
Right? On any horse you want.
Yeah, you can bet on the favorite to win and make sure you get some money, or you can bet on the one that's not the favorite to win. And the long shot and win a ton of money. So that's what's happening. It is now time for race number two.
Race number two on T-Shirt Tuesday at Canal Side Downs. Here's the lineup. Number one is Smooth Operator. This horse is the boss man's pick of the day. This horse has been throwing Sade at the other horses this week. He move in space with minimum waste. Number two is I Dream of Jenna. Don't sleep on this horse. This horse will lull you to sleep and then fly right past you. Number three is Rise Up. This horse has developed a cult following. Some even worship the ground it races on. This horse has the Lord on its side. Number four is AKA Big Squishy. This is the first Clydesdale ever to race at Canal Side Downs. Why is the horse wearing an acid-washed blanket? All right, that's the lineup, and they're off to the gate. They're at the gate. They're off. And Rise Up on Angel's Wings comes flying out the gate. Smooth Operator is trying to get going from the inside. Oh, just bump with the rail. I Dream of Jenna is racing third. And AKA Big Squishy. This horse talked a big game, but evidently didn't train properly to have the energy to climb the mountain at the end of the race. Is far, far back. They're coming around the turn. Rise Up is flying on the lead. Smooth Operator there is almost crashed into the rail that time. Is having anything but a smooth race here. And I Dream of Jenna's trying to fly there is having a nightmare of a trip. As they come down the stretch, it's Rise Up, and Rise Up cannot be touched. It's Rise Up on Angel's Wings. I Dream of Jenna is only second best. It's Rise Up, and Rise Up is a mile the best. I Dream of Jenna was second. Smooth Operator had a tough trip, and AKA Big Squishy was last.
Yeah! All right, Rise Up. Good job.
Guess we got to hear a little bit of the song now.
Motivated.
Yeah. Rise Up is your winner today. I'd like to see the percentage.
Just when you thought about giving up.
Come on, Kelly.
Go. Something listen.
Sing it.
Listen to me sing it another time.
You don't know the words.
It's your song.
Been a while.
Get you down.
Because I know a way you can turn it around.
Not one there.
My family. A part of my child. You have a reason to live. This is your moment to shine. Kid Nation, wake up. Rise up. Shout out with one voice. We would never give up. Cause when the darkness surrounds you and you're lost in the night, we'll be here waiting for you in the morning light. Kid Nation, wake up.
Franklin wants to collaborate.
He might.
Are you asking?
I'm happy.
Okay. I would think if I were in the car and I just happened to, for the first time, to turn our show on, I'd be like, oh, this is a Christian pop station.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Slowly like but surely, I'm making it happen.
All right, so congratulations. If you picked Rise Up to win the race for today, one of those winners will be picked at random. You'll get your $100, and you get to have that horse on Friday to win the $500. Congratulations, Rise Up.
Thank you.
Kelly's horse.
I take it very personal.
I know you do. And let's see who's racing tomorrow.
Race number three on Way Back Wednesday at Canal Side Downs. And now here's the lineup. Number one is Big Al Frozone. This horse has what it takes. Seems to have ice going through his veins. Incredible performances in its last two races. Number two is Paw. This horse lives in the nicest stable at the track. Why is this horse wearing a tool belt? This horse is on the younger end, but races like a veteran. Number three is Promo Code Kid. This horse cannot afford to get off to a bad start. You cannot discount this horse's desire to compete today. That's number three, Promo Code Kid. Again, that's number three. It's Promo Code Kid, K-I-D-D. Now, number four is Jenna's Toot, born and bred in Bubble Tucky. We just got a tweet in from racing fan The Rock. Can you smell what this horse is cooking?
I hate you.
Racing fans out there. All right, that's the lineup.
All right, Big Al's Frozone.
Uh-huh.
Paw. Mixed horse. We got Code Kid.
Promo code.
Promo code Kid and Jenna's Toot. The window is open. Go place your bets at Kid Nation.
I hope my horse loses.
Oh, man.
No, no. We got to hear from Jenna's Toot.
Yeah, we do.
We got to at least play.
I think I'm going to go with that one because she's got that gas.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Left. Get yours before they're gone. Money for your bank, or your chance will be blown. Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Yeah.
I just ate my eggs, and I don't like doing the whisper thing with the egg taste.
Oh, with all the egg breath gets out here in the studio.
Lacey just got mad at me because I threw the eggs in Amy's trash can, and she said I stunk up the woman room yesterday. Amy said it didn't, though, but Lacey had, was saying did. Mm. I don't think yolk smells, right?
No, it's...
It still smells?
Well, hot-boiled, yeah.
See, now I know. Maybe it was the egg juice.
Egg juice.
Hi, that gave me chills through my body.
It sounds gross. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Doing great. What are you up to right now?
I just dropped my kids off at daycare and came back home and called you guys.
And now you're going to get to play Beat the Bank Extreme. How cool is that?
It is awesome because I have been trying for quite some time.
Awesome.
Well, today is your day, girl. You
sure is. What are you going to do the rest of the day?
Nothing really. I was going to do some yard work, but it's raining.
Yeah. That rain's rolling in. We'll stay dry. And let's see if we can win you some money. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Minnesota.
Password accepted.
There you go.
There you go, girl.
Congratulations, Emily. You can now choose one of the remaining vaults. One of them contains $5,000, so make sure you choose wisely. Which one will it be?
I would like 65.
Vault number 65. That's your vault. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
All right, you're going to hop in vault 65. The banker's going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. We have no idea how high it's going to go. We do have a couple thousand, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a 5,000 in there still, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so if you hear anything that ends in 1,000, that's definitely the last number. So you just have to yell stop when you think it's gone, as high as it's going to go, and you get to keep that money.
Okay.
That sounds good, Emily. All right, let's see how much money you win. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
80. 90. 170. 240. 290. 320. 360. 380. 410. 440. 450.
Yeah, he was increasing slowly.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
That vault did not have very much money at Emily, but you went for it. You know?
It's okay. I appreciate it.
You know what? Get on out there in that yard, even in the rain. Do some yard work. It'll take your mind off of it.
Yeah, it's all right. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
So
all right, Emily. Well, it was good to talk to you. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you get in soon again.
Yeah.
So there goes vault number 65. Did not have that much money in it, so you can cross that one down. You have another two shots to play tomorrow. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with that. And I wish we had a happier ending for that, but I need some we didn't.
Yeah.
So now we want to smile again, Kid Nation. Give us a call with your good news at 800-KID-LIVE.
Good News Tuesday, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple good news happening on the show. Today's Caroline Craddock's birthday, Kid Craddock's daughter, yep. So that's pretty awesome.
Yep.
And our boy Big Al Mac.
Yep.
Champion of the patios.
The champ is here.
The champ. He won $100 off his rent because his patio's the prettiest.
Yeah, yeah, that's great news. I won the patio decorating contest.
Awesome. Just winning feels good, right? That's
pretty
awesome.
It does.
All right, so why are you smiling, Kid Nation? Share your good news with us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby. Like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me.
Give us that good news at 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we told you Big Al Mac won his patio competition, so he's feeling extra good this morning.
Yes, patio decorating is my thing, apparently.
And now we want to hear from you. Jared wrote us and said, after 3 years at a job I hate, I finally start a salaried position for a new job in 2 weeks. All love right. You guys.
Way to go, man. Congrats.
I saw a bunch of text messages from people that said they are starting new jobs after leaving jobs they did not like.
Wow.
And that's awesome because, look, we only get to live one time.
Yeah, man.
So if you're not happy, definitely try to make yourself happy and find a better situation, which is what Jared did.
It's tough to do sometimes. We understand.
Yeah.
Check to check, you know. Leave. You got to be a week in the hole.
Uh-huh.
All that kind of
we
stuff.
We get you. It's tough to find it. And we have all those. We have the friends and family members that constantly complain about their job. And it's like, well, then go.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Find a new job.
Yeah, we're very blessed.
Congratulations, Jared. Way to find that job.
Yep.
From the text as well, my boyfriend's coming home from the rig today after the longest 2 weeks ever.
Right.
He's going to come home smelling like man, too.
Probably so.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Whitney.
Hey, you serious, Clark?
What's that?
Hmm?
I said, you serious, Clark?
I'm serious, yes. Are you serious, Clark?
Oh.
Clark. Oh.
Clark, yeah.
I thought you said Clark.
Clark.
No, Clark.
I thought you were saying Clark.
Yeah.
Clark. Now, Whitney, you have something you're really excited about that most people are not going to get excited for.
I am so pumped because I'm about to report for jury duty.
Really?
And you want to get picked.
Yes. I'm so excited. I feel like a real live adult.
So you follow all those court dramas on TV and now you want to be
part
of it.
Law and Order and all that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I think if you really show that you want to be a part of it, I think you have a good shot. Because I think they're looking for you.
I don't know. I feel like if I play it too eager, they're going to get suspicious.
Yeah, you got to play it just right.
Yeah.
It's like a boyfriend.
Well, good luck. I hope you get a nice, long trial.
Yeah, and if you get a cool one, Whitney, call us back and let us know what it was about. Once you can talk, of course. Of course. I feel like I'm so competitive that if I got picked for jury duty, I would want...
You want to be the foreman?
I'd want to be in.
Yeah.
And be the foreman.
Yeah, you're going to be the one in charge.
I get to talk and stuff?
Yeah, you're the guy.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of first-degree murder. I can say that?
Ooh.
The whole courtroom.
Order in the court! Order!
Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. We do not fight.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang. I thought I pronounced that name right. When you remember OJ's, I mean, not pronounce the name correctly, to trip up on it, I won't ever forget that, you know?
You have one shot to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
So, what's your good news for us?
I have reunited with my sister and brother after 31 years.
Wow.
How'd you guys lose touch? What happened?
I was adopted and not raised by our birth mother, and my brother was, and my sister was by our grandmother, and my sister found me about 10 years ago, and we have talked off and on, but never really consistent. I had a girl's weekend with her about a month ago and decided, hey, I think I want to meet my brother.
Awesome.
And did, and we talked several times a day, every day.
Aww.
They came down this last weekend, got to meet, you know, niece and nephew, and it's been amazing.
That is so cool.
That is very
congratulations,
cool.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Hey, 31 years, but it always feels familiar for some reason. It's weird. Yeah. It's a weird feeling. From the text, I completed my 8th marathon and ran with my friend for her first at OKC Memorial. I hope White Cheddar had a good time there.
He did. He ran the half, and I think he said he ran it in 2.5 hours, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Didn't really even train or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got after it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. White Cheddar is the only dude I know that can go run a marathon like that, and he's done it in the past.
Yeah.
And then show up to work, not in pain.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
I don't feel bad.
How was it? Good.
I don't feel nearly as bad as I thought I would.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
What's going on, Sam?
Hi.
Hey.
What's the good news? What's happening?
So my dad this weekend is paying off one of my student loans. It's the biggest one I have, and it's for $18,000.
That's awesome.
Whoa, did dad get a raise or something, or he was just feeling super nice?
They had just sold we moved up to Dallas a couple years ago, so they had sold the house, so he decided, I took a semester off because of some personal stuff that had come up.
Yeah.
And, because I pay for school, and so money just got tight, and so he decided to help me out with that, and I'm so thankful.
What a blessing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey. Nice, Dad. Dad's always going to be there for you, Sam.
Father's Day is in June.
Yeah. Yeah, don't forget.
Don't forget that.
Give him an $18,000 worthy gift. Speaking of student debt, my good news is that I finally broke the 100,000K mark in student loan debt, LOL. Only
$99,587
to go.
Yay, baby steps. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Man.
$99,900. Oof.
Like at that point, it's like, I want to buy a house eventually. How am I going to do that?
Yeah, right.
Been crazy out there. Good luck.
Well, stay in school. That way, I think longer you stay in school,
you just rack up more debt, Al.
But you don't have to pay it back until you get out of school. So you always just take one class. That's my strategy.
Don't listen to Al.
Don't listen to Al's financial advice.
Don't do that. Oh, hold on. I'm Unique. How you doing?
Oh.
Hi, good morning.
We all remember your name because it's a very unique name.
Thank you.
What's going on?
I just got my Beat the Bank check in the mail.
Yeah!
How much did you win?
I won $720. My vault went up to $2,000, though.
Oh.
That's all good. You still got a lot of money.
Yeah. What are you spending it on?
I'm taking my son on a cruise in May.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Nice.
I remember. Well, are you still driving Uber?
Yep, I sure.
Okay, everything going good?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anybody in the car right now, I'm Unique?
No, I just dropped somebody off at the airport.
All right, cool.
That's a good trip.
We might need you to drive our boy Nick because he has a broken foot. So
Make
sure you're around his house. I'm Unique. Enjoy your money. Thanks for calling us. Good catching up with you again. And thank you to everyone for hooking us up with your good news and making us smile this morning.
Yep.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.